Yeah, Joey Leilua being sent to the sin bin for the Canberra Raiders certainly helped the West Tigers, but in the end, they got the job done. That's the important thing. They are still alive as the race for the top eight continues. Elijah Taylor joins us on the line from the Tigers. G'day, Elijah.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Well, a little bit closer than you wanted.
Yeah, the second half, you know, to our standards, it's been happening all season. We get the lead, we tend to let up and not ruthless enough to keep our foot on their throat and, you know, close out a game. So it's something we need to work on.
And how do you rectify that in the next couple of weeks, Elijah, then hopefully then going in through September in the finals?
I think just managing the game a bit better, you know, not turning over a cheap position, completing set, just basic football when we're under pressure. Because, you know, we tend to absorb pressure well with defending our line, but we struggle to apply it when we've got a team down on their try line.
Elijah, you wouldn't be human if you didn't have a little look at the table and understand what you've got to do. I know you've just got to keep winning every week, but yeah, you're just outside that top eight at the moment. What's the thought for the players?
Personally, I keep thinking back to the Bulldogs game. Yeah. You know, it was after the South game, we played really well, and we came out really flat against the Bulldogs, and we lost that game. So, this week I'm definitely looking at the table, and the opportunity's there, but all we can control is our training, our intensity, our preparation, building a strong game plan to take into this week against St. George Dragon.
How is that leadership going? You have got the co-captain mantle as well, but how's that leadership going from, say, Robbie Farah since he's now come back, and Benji Marshall and those boys, the older brigade, if that's the case, standing up?
It's gone to another level. You can see in the way we're playing our football, as soon as Robbie Farah came into the squad, you know, his leadership still under W half, and attacking sense, he's a massive threat. And defensively, you know, he's very calm. He's played in some massive games, and he's a great leader. And it's just taking, you know, some weight off the shoulders of the rest of us.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Plus the addition of Moses Mbai scoring a try on the weekend, but just to have that attacking brilliance in the fullback position, that helps as well.
Oh, yeah, a great signing. You know, as soon as Moses came to the club, mate, he's been the best trainer. He's so professional. Okay. We've got a really young squad, so it's great to have a role model and a player like Moses, you know, for the young players to look up to and follow, because he's very professional on and off the field. And, you know, he's a great talent, and I'm glad he's playing for the West Tigers.
Yeah.
And now, when you do your review, he must have that dummy on rerun, wouldn't he? That when he scored that try, that was the world's best dummy.
Yeah, we were all giving him a stick after the game. It was a great dummy. It was a great inside ball from Matty Hyde.
Yeah.
I think even he thought he was going to get tackled and take the ball because Robbie Barry was covered. But it was a great dummy. All the boys will be watching the speakers for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Elijah, we're lucky enough to be chatting with Elijah Taylor from the West Tigers. Elijah, did you notice how tense the dressing room was, or did you notice a tenseness in Ivan Cleary? Because it's been a tough week, quite clearly, for Ivan Cleary and plenty of others in the world of rugby league. Was there a change of mood at the Tigers this week?
Oh, not to be honest. There definitely was media, a lot of media speculation. And I suppose, yeah, a lot of talk around the changing room, but yeah, we were in our video sessions and we were in training preparing for the game. It was first class. It's a professional environment these days, and whatever decision Ivan makes, he will have the full support of the team. And it's something that as a player you can't control. I mean, all you can control is your performance on the weekend and the way you prepare and the way you train. So, all the boys know that.
And has he addressed the playing group and said, look, boys, whatever you read, I'm here till the end of 2020. Has he made that sort of personal speech to the playing group?
Yeah, he expects us to start of the week, I think, on Monday. So, yeah, that's busy.
So the boys are tight, the coach is tight, everything's looking good at the Tigers at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, really good. All we need to do is just keep preparing for this Saturday's game against the Dragons. You know, boys, we came through unscathed from the Canberra game. There was no injuries, which is good. And, you know, we can get a lot of confidence out of defending a team like that because they're the best attacking team in the competition. Mm. And they threw a lot at us. And they were, you know, they were offloading. They were they're playing their Dazzle style of football. And, you know, we just managed to hold them out. So we can take a lot of confidence from that.
Well, it's going to be an interesting run home for you guys there. We look forward to how it all pans out. I said to TK early, it's the fairy tale finish for you guys. Let's hope you can make that top 8. Elijah Taylor, thanks for chatting with us.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.